I believe that the legislation that is before us is flawed in that it says that the supplemental tax is considered to be as part of the city's ongoing plan to address the cash flow needs. I don't see a viable ongoing plan. What Councilman Morrow just mentioned is absolutely true. We are looking at a supplemental tax, which is insufficient, by the way, to fund the receivables or the payables that we're confronted with. It will only address probably 65% of our total cash flow needs. There is no concrete plan other than a hope that Governor Chafee's legislative package will be approved and that other items that are before the Assembly will in fact be enacted, providing us with some savings. I am an optimist at heart. Up until now, I believed all of this. However, given the current situation, I do not see, and I cannot, and I thank most of the people in this room, and I thank you all for your interest and for coming here this evening. But my point of view, my opinion as relates to a budget commission is really not anything that anybody needs to wonder about, because I've expressed it publicly many, many times in the last several weeks. I cannot see where the three people who will control this board, this commission, from the state, who have been complicit, compliant, and complacent in supervising and overseeing our funding and our fiscal situation over the last couple of years, especially as relates to the deficit reduction bond, or to put the mayor, who has clearly underfunded the school department, on this commission, and to put them in control of our fiscal destiny. Therefore, I will respectfully request that we amend 12R58 to strike the word or the words budget commission, insert the word receiver in a fiscal emergency, and strike 4595G of the Rhode Island General Laws for 4598 of the General Laws, and finally get our arms around our own our fiscal situation. Thank you.
I'll second that.